The 40,000 people who live along Lake Okeechobee in Florida depend on an 80-year-old levee for safety. The dike guards against flooding. For the last 3 years, authorities in Florida have held the lake's water level down, no higher than 15 feet. It's a safety measure adopted after an engineering study warned that the dike could fail in the event of a major hurricane. NPR's Greg Allen reports on efforts to strengthen the levee.
Residents of the towns that line Lake Okeechobee's southern rim know about the benefits and risks of living next to one of the nation's largest freshwater lakes. Many have relatives who survived the massive flood of 1926 and another 2 years later when a Category 4 hurricane blew through the area. Old mud dikes failed, killing at least 2,500 people. In 2005, the experience of Hurricane Katrina and the failure of levees in Louisiana led authorities to reevaluate the 143-mile-long Herbert Hoover Dike that surrounds Lake Okeechobee. The results were alarming. The report uncovered erosion problems that, if left uncorrected, could lead to a failure of the old earthen levee. Stuart Applebaum with the Army Corps of Engineers says the Corps moved quickly to address the problem.
Best thing we've done, of course, is manage the risk by lowering the lake a bit, which is the current regulation schedule. And then ultimately, the long-term thing, of course, is the rehabilitation work that we've got underway here.
Applebaum and other Corps officials are standing on top of the dike where the rehabilitation work is underway. We're on Lake Okeechobee's southeast rim, near Belle Glade, the town hit hardest by the 1928 flood. This is still considered the area of highest risk and the place where the Corps is working first to strengthen the levee. Huge shovels, trucks, and other heavy equipment dig a deep trench 70 feet down through the center of the dike. They then fill the trench with a concrete mixture to create what's called a cutoff wall. Mike Rogalski, who's in charge of the project, says up to now, when the lake level rises, water seeps through the levee, washing away material.
It's essentially that the dike is eroding itself from the inside. What this cutoff wall does is cuts off all those paths of erosion, so it's like an initial measure of protection against that piece of the Herbert Hoover Dike.
It's a massive project, one that's expected to cost $1 billion and take at least 20 years to complete. After a year of work, just about 2.5 miles have been strengthened. To ensure the dike remains safe while the work is being carried out, Rogalski says a team of inspectors constantly monitors the dike, shoring up sections that it finds weakened by erosion.
They're always going to be doing periodic inspections of Herbert Hoover Dike. When the lake levels reach a certain point during the rut season, you're going to do daily inspections.
On the southeast rim of Lake Okeechobee, Pahokee is a town of several thousand people that sits in the levee's shadow. For many people here, it's literally in their backyard. Pahokee Mayor Wayne Whitaker says the work underway has already helped restore confidence in the dike and in his community.
There was some industry back in the day that wouldn't come to Pahokee or the Glades area because they were scared of the dike. It was really helped up to where, you know, people actually thought the dike was going to break at any time. But this rehab is really going to help the morale of everybody.
The concerns surrounding the lake and the dike now are less about safety and more about something that up to now has been plentiful, water. For decades, water seeping under Lake Okeechobee's levee has kept irrigation ditches full and the water table high, a boon to farmers in the area. If the Corps is successful in stopping that seepage, farmers are concerned that a safer levee may come at a cost, leaving them with drier and less productive fields. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.